Coming to you live from the west side of the I Street Bridge, it's The Nate Darling Show.
Call me sir, goddammit.
With Jason Casey and Kareem Daniels. And now, trust him. He's a professional.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
Here's Nate.
And back after a week away. Sorry about that. Things happen.
It does.
Things happen. Jason had his wife called away on urgent business.
Yeah.
At the very last moment.
It wasn't necessarily at the last moment.
Oh, you just waited for the last minute to tell us?
Because, yeah.
I'm just fucking with you.
I thought that I would be able to get a babysitter that night, possibly, but I was up at 4 o'clock that morning.
No. It's fine.
I apologize.
We had some issues here at the house last week too, so that's ultimately why there were no shows.
Okay. Because
Kareem and I would have soldiered on, but I felt like it was I felt like my wife needed me to be there hanging out with her more than all of you needed me to do a show.
Happy wife, happy life.
Exactly. So
he learned on number three.
Yeah, getting stuff straight. But the long and the short of it, and not a ton of people necessarily know everything that goes on with this, but we are not, I repeat, not moving to Philadelphia.
You're not.
Not. Not. Not. All right. Staying in the Sacramento area.
In the suck?
Yep. Staying here.
Oh, yeah.
Staying here. So it had to do with that situation. Mm. So, you know, decisions had to be made last week. So it was a little intense and stressful.
That can do it. Big life decisions can do that to you.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was one of those things where I was like, let's not do a show this week.
Yeah.
You know, if you're like, why didn't you do a show? Hey, have you listened to all 513 so far?
There's a few of them.
I mean, granted, Sushi Brian, I believe, has. But other than him, the rest of you have plenty of stuff you haven't heard that you can go back and listen to. So there's that. And by the way, as shitty as everybody has been about clicking the shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com, you don't deserve a new show.
Oh.
Yeah. Step it up, people. Step it up.
You haven't seen some big purchases in the last month or so?
No, sir. I've not.
You sure?
Positive. Mm. Very positive. It's been bleak. So, Jason, how was your week hanging out with baby CJ, with your wife out the town?
Oh, man. Like, first of all, like, single parents, I don't know how you do it. And it's a tough task. And just for the, like, to even say what I did was that, I mean, I was just being a parent, you know, but it was only 36 hours where Chris was not there. It was tough. Like, you know, like throughout the night, waking up, like not being able to sleep. Like, and that's been my wife's life for the last 6 months.
Your nipples were so sore.
Yeah, I know, right? They're so sore. But I mean, at the same time, there's something accomplished. Like, it was like when it was finished, it was like, and Chris was back, I'm like,
I didn't kill her.
I didn't kill her. I took care of her. She lived. And she had a good time. I mean, like, it's great. I mean, like, spending time with my daughter is great. I mean, she's crawling all around now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just let her down on the ground and just, like, she'll be there when she comes back. Like, she'll be on the other side of the room, like, already. Like, and then she's starting to do things. Like, she's, like, doing this thing where she's just doing that, and I've got her to do also. So anyhow, so yeah, so nice. That's that was last Tuesday, and then when this last weekend kind of hung out at home, that's, yeah, I mean, saw Guardians of the Galaxy on Sunday.
Yes, Guardians,
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, pretty mm-hmm. dope. We can talk about that later.
We can. Kareem has no intention of seeing it.
He does not care about it.
He doesn't
it
care. Also, yeah. He's one of the few. It made like $147 million.
Yeah, it's pretty...
What I find really interesting is I've had people go, you know, I've heard mixed reviews on it. Go on Rotten Tomatoes. It's like 86% with the critics and 90% with the audience, I believe.
Yeah.
So that's not really mixed reviews, is it?
It's not mixed reviews. And, like you go to a movie, like, you go to, you saw Guardians of the Galaxy, you go see Guardians Volume 2, and, like, you're getting this, like, you're not getting in it to see something different. Like, if you got there to go see something different than Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which is going to be a bunch of the same shit, probably, just different people, then, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't get it.
Guardians of the Galaxy is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, 82% with the critics and 90% with the audience.
Yeah, see?
So it's doing quite well. Did you see it in 3D?
Yeah, I saw it in IMAX.
Oh, yeah. One step above 3D.
Yeah, yeah. Chris and I, we saw that in the motion in Anaheim, like the motion cinema.
Right.
We saw that in Anaheim like a few years ago when it came out.
Nice. I actually saw the original at the Cinemark Domes, which they have torn down. Mm-hmm. Saw the sequel in the new Cinemark Theater in the recliners.
Those are pretty dope recliners.
They are.
I actually almost went to see this movie yesterday at the in 3D, IMAX 3D in mm-hmm. Fairfield. Because I thought I was going to be stuck in traffic, but traffic was actually moving, so.
Oh, well, there you go. What's not doing so well with the Rotten Tomatoes crowd? Well, I was looking forward to seeing King Arthur until I saw it's at 18%. Comes out Friday. Yeah, that does not look good, unfortunately. And Leslie was excited to see The Circle with Tom Hanks. 16% on Rotten Tomatoes.
16?
16, 1-6.
Wow.
1-6.
That could be a career ender.
I'm sure Tom Hanks will be okay.
You think so?
I'm pretty sure he'll make it. The audience gave it 25%.
Well, because it's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, they're like, oh, it's Tom Hanks. We have to. It's Emma Watson and Tom Hanks. But yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, I walked out going, that was everything it needed to be.
Yeah.
For me. It was a fun movie. I was invested in the characters.
Yep.
I had a friend of mine go, I didn't really care about that. I don't really care about that father bullshit. And I'm like, my reply to him was, you're a monster. Oh, so you didn't care about the one thing that humanized the characters and sort of was the overarching plot point from movie one to movie two.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Off.
That was like, and that's one of my favorite like characters. Like I had that when I had the Marvel cards and when I was a kid, when I was in high school, I had Ego. Like I was so excited, like that they were.
You had Ego? Get out of here!
Like I was so surprised to see that I was happy to see that they're using a character that's very rarely like used or talked about in the Marvel universe like that.
Well, and we're done with him. Spoiler
yeah.
alert.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the way he goes. I mean, that's his deal.
Yeah, sure. He burns hot and bright,
yeah.
So to speak. But, yeah, if it's not really... Listen, it's Guardians of the Galaxy. They're not all going to die at the end.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun movie. I didn't spoil it for you, so shh.
It's... I mean, it's the typical popcorn movie that you want to go see it and just enjoy. Like, I mean, it's funny. Chris Pratt... is probably like my like he's kind of gotten to the status with me where like Tom Cruise and other guys that I just like going and seeing their movies mm-hmm. because I think that Tom Hanks until like the last 5-6 years I haven't watched a lot of his
Tom
films.
Hanks is making old man movies now.
Yeah. But anyhow, like, you know, he's gotten to he's like that guy now.
Yeah.
You know? He's pretty pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, I will go see Jason Statham movies
just all because, day.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen the new Fast and Furious movie, but if Jason Statham is in the movie, I know what I'm getting.
Yeah,
exactly.
And I'm happy with that.
At least when he was like in the Arthur film, like when he was in the medieval film, like he actually has a British accent.
Right. Well, Charlie Hunnam, who's playing King Arthur, is British.
Is he British? Oh, okay.
He is British. It. That's why he sounded so weird when he did Sons of Anarchy.
Oh.
That was his American accent.
I see.
So anyway, we'll probably go see it anyway. All right. Oh, Kareem, anything you want to share from your last week?
I'm going to Disneyland tomorrow.
Oh, what? You are?
Yes.
Nice. I'm going next month.
Yes.
Oh, man. I'm not going for like 4 years.
Yes. So my grandson turns 4 on Thursday.
Nice.
So we're going to Disneyland for his birthday.
That's really cool. You should have a blast.
Yeah. And so Thursday we're going to Disneyland. Friday they're doing a beach day, so we're going to go to Hollywood. I'm going to try to go to the Comedy Store Friday night because I have never been to the world famous Comedy Store owned by Mitzi Shore. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday we're going to, what's the other park? Universal Studios? Yeah.
Well, there's Universal. There's Knott's Berry Farm.
Mm-hmm. Then we're going to Universal.
Universal's the one in L.A.
Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yes.
I got to Monday Night Raw came to Sacramento. Not a couple days ago, but a week ago. And we went to see that. That was a delight. It was a lot of fun. It was the Monday after a pay-per-view, so it wasn't necessarily the most matches you'll ever see.
Right.
And they had some lesser used on TV wrestlers that had spots because, you know, the people that killed themselves on Sunday in the pay-per-view didn't, for the most part, go out and have to kill themselves on Monday.
Right.
There were a couple of them who went out there and had full matches. But for the most part, there was that. And it was nice. Our seats were right beside the stage, so we actually got to see them come out.
Oh, awesome.
Because the way the Monday Night Raw stage is set up, they come out the side and then around a corner where you will see them on camera. So awesome. we got to see them as they stepped out from there. And it was a nice,
that's
raucous
cool
crowd. Yeah, it was a fun time. And we all, yes.
Have you been? You've been to the Golden One before this?
Yeah, we went to UFC back in December.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You could have came to Golden One if you had brought your behind to the basketball
it's
game.
True. I couldn't do it. I couldn't leave my wife like that. Like it's.
Where's that noise at, Nate?
Oh, not that one. Hey! This one. That's the one. But we also finally went to the Scottish Festival in Woodland as well.
Awesome.
Where, you know, I felt at home. There were so many dudes with light colored hair and beards, red beards. I mean, like, I'm home with my people.
Yeah. Did you have somebody come up to you, hand you a glass of mead and just, or a mug of mead and just tell you, hello, brother?
No. None of that. Because there was, everybody was like that. It was a sea of people like me.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean there were other people around too, but it was a vast majority of gents with red beards.
Bunch of gingers.
Yep. And you know, options to buy giant knives and a variety of things and
chainmail.
Yeah, I managed to get out of there without buying anything.
That is amazing.
Which is, you know, always for the best because you go like, I really should have this. And you don't need that.
No.
And it's like, it'll be a memory of that. Mm. You know what it's going to be? It's going to be something that takes up space.
And collects dust.
That you're going, why did I spend $50 on this?
Yeah.
I could have used that for something else.
Yeah.
So I did not. But it was fun. Got to see, they do some demonstrations and stuff like that. So it was a fun time.
Yeah, I saw that you tossed a caber.
I did. It did the caber toss. They had some of varying sizes just out on this grassy area.
Uh-huh.
And as I'm walking through, there's like kids and women picking up the smaller ones and throwing them. And at one point, this girl, she's probably about, I would guess, you know, somewhere between 17 and 22. Mm-hmm. And she's got one of the, and it's a smaller one, but she's got it. And she's getting ready to throw it. And this woman in a motorized wheelchair cuts right across this grassy area in her path. Like, it was seconds away from this handicapped lady on her scooter catching a caber to the side of the head.
Oh, wow.
Which is probably how she ended up there to begin with. But even the one the caber that I tossed, which was, I believe, 10 or 12 feet long, and I think he said it weighed 50 pounds. The actual ones that they toss are, I believe he said, 20 feet long and weigh 100 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it would have been twice as big. And it's not necessarily the weight so much. It's the fact that it's this super long lever that you have to get underneath and hold straight up and down right. until you're ready to throw it.
Yeah.
So it's it was a lot of that. And it was a beautiful day. It was one of those days where it was like 75 and there was a light breeze. It was just fantastic.
Doesn't happen too often with the Scottish games and a beautiful weather like that just comes together.
Well, it's my first time, so I don't know. Speaking of things coming together, Donald Trump has fired FBI Director James Comey. He did that yesterday, as you're hearing this show, unless you're really slow to the draw. This has seemingly opened Pandora's box upon the president.
He doesn't even know.
He has no idea what he has done. Now, I have been hearing rumblings around the internet that there are no less than 3 grand juries convened right now investigating Trump and Russia ties. CNN got word that one had issued subpoenas for people, and that was just before Comey
got fired.
Comey tomorrow is testifying in front of the Senate Intelligence Committee because he won't be doing it as the FBI director, but the Senate Intelligence Committee didn't just go, "Oh, well, never mind then. He doesn't work for the FBI."
Yeah, so now, the gloves are off now.
Yeah, it's...
I have seen so many, and not just Democrats, but Republicans at this point calling for a special prosecutor. This is going to blow... This is the spark that lights the fuse.
This dude has no idea what it means when the FBI actually decides to really target you.
Well, he will. And it's not just going to be the FBI either.
They're going to J. Edgar Hoover his ass.
There have been rumblings that his organization, and these are all allegations, have ties with not just Russia, but with the Russian mafia. And that part of what Trump has been doing with some of the Russians who frequent Trump Tower has been money laundering.
Yeah.
There are rumors that there are RICO statutes out there. And there's even the possibility that because of our seizure laws in this country, which normally go after poor and stupid people, this time going after a rich, stupid person, it is conceivable. It is possible. It is within the realm of probability that Trump Tower itself in New York City could be seized by the federal government.
If he's convicted, the Supreme Court just had a ruling yesterday, 7-1, about the seizure of assets in civil situations, because they've been doing that for so long. It finally came up upon the court through a Colorado case, and they voted that has no place, and that law enforcement cannot, if you've been acquitted or if you've been like let off of of another like thing. So
you don't understand. He's not getting let off.
Oh no, he's not. He's not going to get let off. No, I know
he has been money laundered.
Of course,
and I'm not even going to say allegedly. He has been, because that's the only way he can. That's the only way. So banks weren't loaning him money anymore.
Right. And yet he was still buying luxury golf courses.
Yeah. So banks haven't been loaning him money for a while. And so that's their way of liquidating their money. Have you seen, there's a movie that came out with, it's like two brothers who would go rob banks, and then they would go to the Indian casino and sit there for a couple of hours.
Oh, yeah, that was Hell or High Water.
Yeah.
I've not seen that yet.
It's an amazing film.
It's an amazing
That's what
film.
I've heard.
Yeah. Watch that, and you'll see part of what's going on. I've watched so many movies and documentaries about the old school drug dealers and how they launder money. This is the same shit.
Yeah, I mean, when I read it, I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense. And by the way, Thursday, guess who's coming to the White House? The Russian foreign minister.
Right. Yeah.
The Russian foreign minister. It, the timing on everything is so ridiculous. It's really just baffling. And the comparisons to Nixon wanting to fire the special prosecutor investigating Watergate, where he ordered multiple people to fire him and they wouldn't, so they resigned instead. This is, parallels are being drawn. This is going to be ugly. Now, there are still going to be millions of people out there going, why don't you get over it and let him just do his job? To which I will say, fuck you. Fuck you. I'm not going to get over potential treason. We kill people for that. People get put into jail forever for that.
Yeah.
You know, and if it's just money laundering, you know what? It'll be good to see someone finally pay for shit like that. You know, whatever it might be. It's going to be very interesting. It's going to be a long, hot summer in Washington is what it's going to be.
That swamp's about to get sweaty.
And I read something where somebody postulated that General Flynn, maybe he didn't keep the vice president in the dark. Maybe he was following orders and Trump and Pence knew stuff. That's a little farther fetched than most. But if that were true, and by the way, I'm qualifying it, so calm down. Then if shit goes down, Paul Ryan becomes president of the United States because he is third in line. He will be our most buff president. If that happens,
then they have to have a special election for the vice president, right?
No, you appoint a vice president.
Do they just appoint?
Yeah, Gerald Ford was appointed vice president when Spiro Agnew resigned.
Mm.
They do not need to hold any sort of election. The vice president is never elected. He's part of a
team. Yeah, part of the.
So this will be very interesting to see what actually happens. It, and I'm not going to let him off the hook for his bullshit from the Civil War from last week, where he was talking about how Andrew Jackson was very upset about it, and he would have prevented the Civil War. Except for the fact that Andrew Jackson, dead 16 years before it started, Andrew Jackson was a slave owner. And after he got called out on the carpet, Trump tweeted, President Andrew Jackson, who died 16 years before the Civil War started, saw it coming and was angry, would never have let it happen. Yeah, he was angry because he had a fuck ton of slaves on his plantation. So it wouldn't have been good for business.
And the reason why Andrew Jackson fought the Indians, the Seminoles, like he did, was because there were so many Maroons, which were slaves that had escaped slavery, had went to Florida,
mm-hmm.
and had become a part of the Seminole tribe. 52 of the chief of the Seminoles' personal security when he went to meet with the president were Africans. So he hated the Seminoles because they had so many slaves had run away.
And they're not even the ones that he put on the Trail of Tears.
Yeah.
He was responsible for a genocide of Native Americans. And this is who you're holding up? Oh, well, he would have prevented. Fuck off. Have you ever gone to history class, even once?
He was. Luckily, he was able to get somebody to pay. It was like, remember that movie Billy Madison? That's like really similar to like, except at the end, like Billy Madison had to learn a lesson, I guess. You know, by going back to every class.
Well, sure he did. And then there was his interview. Oh, hold on, let me stop this music here. There was his interview with CBS. In the Oval Office, and when pressed on anything, this is how it went.
With surveillance, and I think that was inappropriate.
What does that mean, sir?
You can figure that out yourself.
Well, the reason I asked is you said you called him sick and bad.
Look, you can figure it out yourself. He was very nice to me with words, but when I was with him, but after that, there has been no relationship.
But you stand by that claim about him?
I don't stand by anything. I just, you can take it the way you want. I think our side's been proven very strongly, and everybody's talking about it. And frankly, it should be discussed. I think that is a very big surveillance of our citizens. I think that's a very big topic, and it's a topic that should be number one, and we should find out what the hell is going on.
I just wanted to find out, though, you're the president of the United States. You said he was sick and bad because he had tapped
you. You can take it any way you want.
but I'm asking you because you don't want it to be fake news. I want to hear it from President Trump.
You don't have to ask me.
Why not?
Because I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinions.
But I want to know your opinions. You're the president of the United States.
It's enough. Thank you.
Okay, let's break this down a little bit.
Yeah, let's do that.
I don't stand by anything. I believe that's the quote that should go above the door at his presidential library.
Mm-hmm.
And then when asked about his accusations about Obama, do you still believe? No, people should be talking about it. What do you mean people should be talking about it? You're the president of the United States. I mean, even when you were just a reality show rube with a Twitter feed, you could drive conversation. Let's talk about it. So when given the opportunity on national, and the funniest thing was he finishes this up and he says, oh, we're done here. He doesn't leave the room because they're in the Oval Office. He just walks around the corner of the desk, sits down and tries to look busy shuffling papers. Like, I don't see you. You're not here. Because it's not going to be quick because there's a camera crew there and they've got lights set up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're going to have to break them down. They're going to be there for a few.
Man. Yeah, they'll be there for a while.
They're going to be there. And depending on the lights, if they're the kind that get hot, if they're not LED lights.
Oh, you
lights,
have to wait at least.
You're going to be there for a good 20 minutes
after
you turn them off. So,
but that calls into question, though. CBS, you need to really get some LED lights for your
and
people.
Maybe they have them. I don't know. It's unclear. It's unclear, but and in the background, you see Andrew Jackson's portrait in the Oval Office. So, anyway, that's enough bashing the president of the United States. We'll leave that to special prosecutors and the FBI and Congress and everybody else. Meanwhile, there's a company whose name I can't pronounce. They have a $2,145 bag that looks exactly like IKEA's 99-cent blue tote bag. Needless to say, the internet's had a good laugh about the whole thing, but now IKEA has joined in the fun by mocking their new bag in a special way, enlisting the help of Acne, which is a Stockholm-based Swedish creative agency. The furniture giant has released an advertisement that helps people differentiate between IKEA's Fracta and the expensive imposter. So they show them back to back and what they look like, including the details of what goes into it. So you can pay more or you can just get one for 99 cents at IKEA if you want. Also, this just in from Pennsylvania, where I will not be moving. There was a girl fight at a high school, and someone, of course, was recording it.
Oh, shit.
It's not a girl fight to the titty pop out.
What about when the wig comes off? Because that was what most of the screaming was about. Eight teachers were injured trying to break up a high school brawl involving four female students who are now facing multiple criminal charges in connection with a 7:30 a.m. fight. It's in Wincota, a Philadelphia suburb. Students were headed to their first period classes. Then two girls began throwing punches at each other. Two more students joined into the fray. The fight, recorded by several onlookers, prompted one student to offer color commentary on the indignity suffered by one combatant, which you also heard there, where she said, "Oh shit, a wig came off! A wig came off!"
Titty popped out.
There was a tank top that was ripped significantly there. But
oh shit, teacher got knocked out?
Mm-hmm. Police arrested four students on a variety of charges, including assault and reckless endangerment. Three of the girls charged as juveniles. Amber Lewis, unfortunately, she's already 18, charged as an adult. She's locked up in the Montgomery County Jail in lieu of $10,000 bond.
Oh, man.
Two of the defendants are sisters. In a letter to parents, the principal of the 1,500 student school referred to the initial fight as a physical altercation, adding that administrators would not tolerate fighting or the filming of fights, adding that both behaviors are beneath us and reflect poorly on our larger population, especially when people can see exactly what's going on in our school. Where is it? Where is it? I'm looking. Ah! Oh, yeah, we don't have that anymore.
Hey, she look, the chick whose wig fell off, she got the best of the other girl because he was dragging her by her braids. So.
Oh, shit, a wig came off!
I can't believe, like, I just think, all I can think about is the fact that, like, the 18-year-old is getting charged like an adult in a high school fight with two girls that are sisters.
That's the way our country is going.
Man, mm-hmm. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not, come on, man. She's still in high school. You're putting her in with killers.
Well, she should have thought about that before she started fighting.
Yeah, but she the one that started it?
I don't know.
Two sisters.
Or is she the one who finished it?
Yeah. Oh, I know. That's just, you know, getting charged for, I mean, at least juvenile. I get that. But, yeah, I'm sorry.
They all look like grown-up fighters to me.
Yeah, then that's exactly it then. All of them should be adults.
Sure. Why not? All right. It's time now for Cool or Tool. First up, history class. Jason.
History class is very cool.
Kareem.
I love history, so cool.
Yeah, me too. History class is amazing. If you don't learn from it, you're doomed to repeat it, President Nixon. I mean Trump. Up next in Cooler Tool, mocking. Kareem.
Mocking is cool to a point.
Until somebody turns and decides to beat your ass.
Yeah.
Jason.
Yeah. As somebody that's been mocked often, I'm going to say it's cool.
It is. I mean, if you can't take it, then just go cry. Go cry. Go squirt some tears for me.
I usually do at home.
And mocking's cool. And finally in Cooler Tool, screaming. Jason.
Oh. gosh, it depends. So many different types of screams. You know what I mean? There's great screams. There's good screams. There's... I'm okay. That's okay. Scream. Then there's like somebody is dying. Scream. So, being that you can, I'm gonna say it's cool because you can say there's so many different types.
Kareem,
since my buddy was making fun of me saying that he thought I screamed, but I didn't hear myself scream, I'm gonna say it's cool.
Yeah, it's cool unless you're being killed. If you're being killed, then you're allowed to scream. Or if there's risk of a part of your body being ripped away, then it's okay.
Screaming on a roller coaster, is that okay?
The best, sure. the most coolest scream is to watch people on those videos, on those slingshots from Florida.
Yeah.
Those are the coolest screams.
Oh, my God. You mentioned screaming on a roller coaster. I don't scream on a roller coaster. I just start laughing maniacally because everybody else is like, and I'm like,
yeah, I love roller coasters.
So that's going to do it for Cool or Tool. Oh, by the way, this is kind of, I don't know if it's interesting or not, but we got the PlayStation VR headset.
Okay. Ooh.
Speaking of roller coasters and they have, we got a couple of games to go with it. Let me just really call it up really quick.
Batman?
No, haven't gotten that yet. It's actually only $20, but we haven't gotten that one yet. The one that we got off the recommendation of the guy working at Best Buy, and he was so right. It's one where you are on a roller coaster. And let's see, is that in Farpoint? No, not Star Blood Arena. Come on, where are you here? I'll know it when I see it, because it's got to be down here somewhere. Nope. Ah, Rush of Blood.
Oh.
It's called Rush of Blood.
Oh my gosh.
And you're on this roller coaster in this abandoned, weird, creepy park, and a lot of the roller coaster is inside. And it's just a shooter game.
Oh, all right.
But you are in it. And like, I was finishing this game up. I finally got past one point in this game. And I have sweat pouring off of me. I'm physically exhausted from this. because they warn you about that. If you start to feel tired or lightheaded, stop playing it because you are really immersed in the whole thing.
Yeah.
And like I'm playing it. Leslie is sitting next to me on the couch watching it on the TV and she's freaking out, afraid of what's going on because there's a variety of killer clowns that come at you, zombies, birds. There are parts where you have to shoot boards out from across the tracks so you don't hit those. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. But it's one of those things. She got it, and she had a Resident Evil game that's VR ready. Mm-hmm. It's not really VR ready. Mm-hmm. I mean, it works. It just doesn't look that great yet.
Yeah.
So we're like, oh, maybe we made a mistake. We threw in the roller coaster and I'm like, we did not make a mistake. This is crazy. So, it's a blast. It is just a blast.
It sounds
the PlayStation
pretty game. Awesome.
But, and here's the other nice thing. You're not going to sit there for several hours playing PlayStation VR.
No, about 15 minutes tops.
I put in a half hour.
All right.
I put in a half hour. But like I said, I was sweating.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm done. I have to walk away from this. So it's a much more intense, but you're done quicker.
Well,
you're done quicker. So
that's what she said.
Exactly. So you got that option going for you. All right. So meanwhile, let's move past all of our Donald Trumpiness to Beantown, to Boston, where they love their Red Sox, and they love yelling at opposing players. Sometimes they love yelling things that aren't appropriate at opposing players. They've apologized now, but Adam Jones, the center fielder of the Baltimore Orioles, reported being the subject of racial abuse at the game at Fenway Park hours after hearing that Jones, who's African-American, had told reporters that he had been the target of racial epithets and that a bag of peanuts had been thrown at him. The principal owner of the Red Sox, John Henry, met with him to personally apologize and express outrage at the events, which is the right thing to do. Sam Kennedy, the Red Sox president, was also part of the meeting, and he said that Henry thanked Jones for speaking up and promised to beef up security in the wake of the episode. So the Red Sox officially are saying it's not okay to yell the N-word at opposing players and throw things at them. But Michael Che, who has spoken up about racism in Boston before, yeah, he's on Weekend Update. He had a couple things to mention.
I don't know. It's hard to say exactly who is what, whose voices are.
Oh, hold on here.
I mean, I'm focused on a game. Dude.
Hold on. That's not. I got to get to this idiot later. I don't know why this a different idiot. But anyway, yes. Back to sorry. I must fully apologize.
Those were very bad times.
That's true, that time I screwed up.
Baseball has condemned the, quote, unacceptable racial slurs yelled at Orioles outfielder Adam Jones during a game in Boston. Because the only place for racism in baseball is on the hats.
Indians hat.
In total, 34 people were removed from Fenway Park. You know how comfortably racist a place has to be for 34 strangers to look around and say, I think I could yell the N-word here. Former Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling said he believes that Jones is lying. Come on, Curt. Is that really hard to believe? Of course, not everybody in Boston is racist. Not everybody in San Francisco is gay. But if Adam Jones said 34 dudes at a Giants game yelled, Yas, Queen, I'd be like, yeah, that's actually pretty low for San Francisco.
So there you go. That brings us to Curt Schilling. He's now a writer for Breitbart.
Of course he is.
He is... If you don't know who Curt Schilling is, he is a hero of sorts in Boston. He went out and pitched a World Series game with a bloody sock because his ankle was bad. To which I say, I've always been very skeptical of this. Mm-hmm. Because you know what they have? Trainers with gauze bandages that can, you know, make sure that you don't bleed through your stupid sock. Also, they've got plenty of extra socks so that you don't have to be out there for a photo op. Unless, of course, you're a little bitch. Anyway,
tell me how you really feel.
He's also an incredibly conservative fellow who's taken a ton of state grants from, I believe it was Rhode Island, to put into his failed video game business.
Yep.
So he's pissed away millions in taxpayer money, too.
Yep.
But he's really super conservative. So he's doing takes on Breitbart. He got fired from ESPN, too.
Of course.
Because he's an asshole. Allegedly. No, he's an asshole. All right.
Barry Full Bonds fledged. Said that he would never play in Boston because they were racist.
You know, I've heard similar things. I don't... Here's the thing. Well, to be fair, Barry Bonds, his dad, played in the American League. So he would have went through Boston. He would have seen that as a kid. So...
Yeah.
Here's what Kurt Schilling said. I don't believe the story given the world we live in. I don't believe it for a reason. Everybody is starving and hungry to sit in front of the camera and talk and be a social justice warrior. And if a fan yelled loud enough in center field for Adam Jones to hear the N-word, I guarantee you we would have heard and seen fans around on CNN and MSNBC. They would have found multiple fans to talk about what racist piece of junk Boston is. Except it was a bunch of people in Boston, you ass clown. It was a bunch of people who frequent the bleachers in Boston. Drunk fans around which nobody seems to have an issue with yelling the N-word.
I don't know why he... I mean, I've never not heard that Boston wasn't racist, so I don't know why you would...
And right. And again, not everybody in Boston is racist. Not all... But here's the fun fact. When you start playing the not... Every so-and-so is so-and-so, they never follow that through with minorities.
Yeah.
I'm sure Kurt Schilling wouldn't be super stoked on going, you know, this one Mexican guy, this guy was bad, but they're fine, you know? And I don't even believe he's that bad.
Yeah, right. I mean, we're talking about social justice warriors. I mean, what if somebody had said that, you know, they should limit the number of bullets that he could buy in a week? Then he would be a social justice warrior, right?
Yeah. Really anybody who gets on social media and complains about stuff. So,
well, that's pretty much what he kind of is.
Oh, yeah, except he's on Breitbart. So,
well, I consider that like LinkedIn, but for idiots.
Wow.
Breitbart's ridiculous. I don't know how you could even think of
I'm not defending Breitbart. Yeah. I'm just wondering how LinkedIn got lumped into this thing.
Because it's kind of like a social network, but not really. It's supposed to be utilized for connecting yourself with other business people and possibly applying for jobs. Just like Breitbart's supposed to be about you getting news and stuff like that. But you know, it's really just about
Grindr's supposed to be about hooking up with dudes to have anonymous gay sex. I see where you're going with this, and it makes complete and perfect sense to me. I get it.
You gotta stop the madness.
It all makes perfect sense, Jason.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
All right.
Florida, land of enchantment and crazy shit. This is Florida Corner.
Cell phone video captured the mayhem that erupted Monday night at the Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport after hundreds of travelers became stranded. Security wrestled with unruly travelers as punches flew, leading to at least three arrests. Screams wailed through the under-construction terminal as officers wrestled passengers to the ground. At the Spirit Airlines ticket counters, swarms of distraught customers waited 2 to 3 hours in an attempt to try to get out of Florida. And here's the weird thing. Cancellations stem from an ongoing labor dispute between Spirit Airlines and the Airline Pilots Association. Pilots are arguing for better contracts, which they say are below industry standards. And by the way, you flew Spirit. Congratulations on saving $50 on your ticket. Here's what you get out of it. Buffering. Buffering. Buffering.
Frustrations at a boiling point inside the Fort Lauderdale Airport late Monday after Spirit Airlines canceled dozens of flights, leaving hundreds of passengers stranded.
Terrible. This is a terrible. I don't ever want to ride Spirit again.
Deputies arrested three passengers for allegedly threatening airline employees and resisting arrest. But anger at Spirit has been building for days. More than 300 flights canceled, more than 20,000 passengers affected. Spirit blames a small number of pilots in a lawsuit accusing the union of an illegal slowdown in order to bring pressure during contract negotiations.
From the beginning of this unlawful action, we've seen about 60 flights per day on average that had to be canceled across our network.
Today, a federal judge issued a temporary restraining order barring any strike, work stoppage, sick out, or slowdown. In a statement, the union said the court has spoken and Spirit pilots will comply fully. It is completely in line with the overriding goal, the resumption of normal operations. But Spirit pilots also want more money.
The airline says, look, we don't get the kinds of airfares that American, Delta, United get, so we can't pay our pilots what they pay. But the union says, well, you're just as profitable as they are, so why not?
What? Oh, snap. By the way, never fly Spirit Airlines. I don't care.
It's a quick way to lose any that you have left.
It really is. They will crush your spirit. And meanwhile, Trudy K. Richardson was a passenger in the seat of a Pontiac Grand Prix early on Saturday evening. And by the way, they haven't made a Pontiac Grand Prix in quite some time. The vehicle was pulled over in St. Petersburg. A 55-year-old Richardson, the patrolman noted, was observed holding a blue glass marijuana pipe in her right hand. She would later tell the cop that the pipe was actually the property of her stepdaughter, who was driving the car. Kareem vigorously shaking his head. When Richardson spotted Officer Martinez standing next to the Pontiac, she placed her hand with the pipe into the front of her pants and proceeded to place the item inside her vagina.
Wow, Mom.
Martinez added, was repeatedly instructed to stop, yet continued. Ma'am, please stop trying to put the...
Just give me a second here, all right? I need a second.
With regard to the pop pipe, Richardson subsequently said that she, and I quote, put it in my pussy, at the request of her stepdaughter.
Man.
A remorseful Richardson spontaneously stated that she was sorry for not listening. They're always sorry for not listening later.
I'm sorry that I put my daughter's pipe in my pussy.
This is the quote. So sorry for not listening and putting the pipe in my pussy.
Oh, God. See, I was not far off.
You were pretty close.
Putting the pipe in the pussy is supposed to be a totally different thing.
It's supposed to be completely different.
Officer Martinez reported that the pipe smelled of marijuana and contained burnt residue and, pussy. The search turned up a second glass pipe in the car's console with two plastic bags containing marijuana remnants. Richardson, who's a nursing home employee, was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia and resisting an officer without violence. Apparently putting a marijuana pipe in your pussy is resisting without violence. Those are both misdemeanors. She's out of jail after posting $300 bond. Her stepdaughter, not arrested. So stop. Ironically, she tried to finger his stepdaughter.
Oh, man.
After she put the marijuana pipe in her pussy.
Oh, my gosh. That's, right. Well, good for the stepdaughter for being the grown-up in the situation, you know?
Well, maybe it was her pipe. Who knows? How much are you trying to... Here's a fun question. If you're a step-parent, if you're a step-mom,
mm-hmm.
how much are you trying to win the approval and love of your stepdaughter?
Mm.
Keep her from going to jail by
putting your marijuana pipe in your pussy.
And it's a great story to tell at Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I would think Thanksgiving.
Well, you know.
They're
definitely Trump people, so they probably.
Why are they definitely Trump people?
I don't know. Probably not because they're smoking marijuana.
Maybe they're. He's straight edge.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is the real straight edge superstar. Meanwhile. In Silicon Valley, there was a man versus robot confrontation. Will we take you now to NBC Bay Area?
Attacked a robot. Mountain View police arrested that man after he allegedly attacked this security robot. NBC Bay Area's Marianne Favreau is in Mountain View this evening with the details of this bizarre story. Marianne, what happened?
Well, Raj, the man pushed over this 300-pound robot, and that's what.
By the way, that's not me fucking up. That's the robot. That she's standing next to.
This 300-pound robot was attacked and pushed to the ground last week in a scuffle with a human in Mountain View. Nightscope provided this surveillance video. The security robot, built by Nightscope, was being tested outside company headquarters when it sounded its alarm and staff ran outside.
And found the guy who had just knocked over the machine and decided to have a conversation with him. And he tried to leave. I got the Mountain View Police on the phone.
Mountain View Police arrested 41-year-old Jason Sylvain.
He was actually placed under a private citizen's arrest for prowling. And then we subsequently also arrested him for being drunk in public.
We reached out to Jason Sylvain, but he told us he had no comment. This is the second time a security robot has been attacked outside headquarters.
It's a spree.
And the robot has made headlines before.
It was crying like crazy.
In July of last year, a mother complained a Nightscope robot working at Stanford Shopping Center ran over her toddler. This robot just got a few scratches when it was pushed over.
The bad guy learned that the security robots actually do security. Did exactly what they were intended to do.
Nightscope is now working on a system where the robot can actually detect fights or other problems it sees or hears nearby. Reporting live in Mountain View, Marianne Favreau, NBC Bay Area News.
You know, if I had to stand next to a fucking robot making that sound, I'd probably want to push it over too. That was annoying.
It was.
You know where that needs to be? Suburban Philadelphia in a high school. breaking up fights is what that thing needs to be doing. All right, let's do this.
Back, relax, and enjoy. Sex toy news.
Oh,
yes. Here's a story, a follow-up to a story, actually.
Oh, awesome.
A suburban Cleveland police officer we need the proper music for this. This isn't even remotely good without the proper music.
I just want to say good for that guy. Knocking that robot over.
Sure.
Good for it. Good for you, dude. Resist.
Yeah, that's better. A suburban Cleveland police officer suspected of assaulting two women with a sex toy during an illegal traffic stop.
Put it in.
We talked about this before. Has pleaded not guilty to charges including gross sexual imposition and abduction.
Huh.
49-year-old Kenneth Bolton Jr. also faces misdemeanor civil rights charges. Civil rights, eh? Now former East Cleveland officer was arraigned in Cuyahoga County. Cleveland.com reporting that he's free on bond. His attorney, Fernando Mack, says he's reviewing the case and has no immediate comment. Bolton's listed phone number was disconnected. If you forgot, he's accused of illegally pulling over two women ages 22 and 23 back in February, and he used the sex toy that he found in the back seat to rub against their genitals over their clothing while they were seated in the vehicle. Weird all around.
Completely strange.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's something called the Simile Eye, an internet-connected sex toy that allows women to film their most intimate moments. There's a warning going out.
Uh-oh.
Tech security experts claimed it's possible to hack into the sex toy and peer through the camera fitted inside its tip.
Oh, no, I need to text somebody.
Privacy Charity Access Now have formally complained to the U.S. Federal Trade Commission. Is that still a thing? Or did Trump close that, too?
He just hasn't elected, like, three-quarters of all the people that need to be staffed there. Mm.
And campaigners want the sex toy withdrawn from sale. If a recall is not possible, they call on the FTC to make Svecum, its manufacturer, develop and push security updates and notifications to users of the discovered vulnerabilities to provide an additional layer of security. Do you really want a push notification from your vibrator?
I mean,
take
if
that
somebody
out,
might...
take, you know, that, that works two ways. Sorry. It's the... it's the Simi. Simi.
I'm like, where's the camera at, though?
It's in the tip.
I thought it was See Me. Yeah. Like, See Me.
You may be right. Who cares? it has a built-in micro camera and hidden searchlight to light up women's private parts.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you're in the dark.
It's dark in there. It sends images over Wi-Fi to a nearby PC, tablet, or mobile phone for the amateur gynecologist in you.
I'm like, how are they going to know? I mean, you, I guess if you hacked it, you could say, I got a picture of your vagina.
But, Sharon, is that your pussy?
Yeah.
Hey, but is I'm that like, a marijuana pipe in there?
I'm like, who's looking at it that close that they can tell?
Yeah. Oh, man. I guess, you know, hey, everybody has their thing, man. Some people want to see deep inside.
Deep.
I mean, at least, you know, a couple inches.
Well, if that's as far as you need to go, Jason, that's all you need to know.
I just never know. I mean, you know, listen, you want to make sure they're prepared for it, you know?
Mm-hmm. There you go. Do you think you could pick your wife's vagina out of a lineup?
Oh, I would hope so.
You'd hope so, but could you?
I would hope so. I mean, yeah, if it was lined with vaginas that I hadn't seen, yes, I could definitely pick it out. But if it was mixed in with other vaginas that I've seen, I may have a hard time.
Because you'd have a boner? Why?
Well, because I would be like, oh, no, that's her. And I was like, and that's her.
Oh, so you're going with familiarity, not necessarily recognition.
Exactly.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah, I'm going for the feel around, you know. I could probably do it then. I could probably find it. Yeah, I could probably see it. I could probably figure it out. Because, like, you know, like, yeah, I mean, like, it would be harder if it was women that I had seen, you know, probably. Because then I'd be like, well, that one looks familiar, too.
Sure. I
do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
All makes perfect sense to
me. We gotta stop the madness.
Anyway, that's sex toy news.
Do you think you could pick your wife's out?
Yes.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yep.
You think you could pick your girl's out, Kareem?
No.
I applaud your honesty, sir. Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. I have been with women before that I would be like, you know, maybe I couldn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I couldn't. That's all I'll say.
I don't even know how to take that.
Exactly.
That's, I don't even know what to think from that.
That's why that's all I'm going to say. If I go any further, there could be trouble.
Well.
And again, I would like to be able to see my wife's vagina again to be able to identify it. So that's where I'm going to stop.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
Ah, it's time for, some speak out from the Press Republican. I'd forgotten. This first one's titled Pizza Palace. Hey, Pizza Palace received approval for an 1,152 square foot ice cream stand. It would be built north of... Oh, no, this isn't speak out. This is just a story. Sorry. It's going to be built north of the overflow parking area behind the restaurant at 334 Tom Miller Road. The plan includes a new paved parking lot,
yeah,
sidewalk, lighting, and landscaping on the property. You need to be able to recognize your landscaping on the property. Town senior planner Trevor Cole said the stormwater management system created during construction of Pizza Palace was designed to handle future developments of the neighboring parcels. So it's quite adequate to handle the new ice cream stand and parking lot.
Or so they say now.
Mm-hmm. The stand would feature a design similar to the Pizza Palace building and grounds. Cole recommended, and the board approved, a finding of no significant environmental impact under provisions of the State Environmental Quality Review Act. So good news, Plattsburgh, New York, you're getting an ice cream stand next to the Pizza Palace.
How about that, guys?
Right? It's pretty exciting stuff.
That's pretty gosh darn exciting.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Unbelievably exciting. So,
if they're looking for workers' comp insurance, I could maybe give them a quote.
No.
When I started, I worked for Disney for a very short period of time.
Sure.
And one of the jobs that they talked about was the hand dippers on Main Street, the people that dipped the ice cream. They had a lot of work comp claims, so they had to develop different methods and things of that nature because they're getting a lot of work comp claims from the scooping of ice cream for 8-hour days.
Oh, yeah, that would wreak havoc on your wrist.
And they're so busy, so they had to develop special tools and different things. So if you go there and you see them, they only work in a certain amount of hours, and they have special flooring and all kinds of stuff like that. Anyhow, that's just ice cream information.
Yeah. Thanks, Jason. Thanks for dropping that knowledge at the end of the show like
that. You're welcome. Yeah. You got to learn something every time you listen.
It's true. You do. I thought this song would be appropriate, you know, for President Trump. See if things are going so well, you know, the road we're going down toward. Who knows what's going to happen over the summer? So he never claimed to be an A student. That's perfect for him too.
Yeah.
So I know this is more President Obama's jam, Sam Cooke.
Mm-hmm.
But that just makes it even sweeter to send it out to our president.
Yeah.
So this one's for you, President Trump. And we'll be back on Friday with another fresh new episode of The Nate Darling Show. We'll see you then. Bye-bye. Don't know much about the French I took, but I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History.
Thanks for listening, and please support the show by shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.